Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Lift and Shine podcast. This is your host, Coach C, and today I have my lovely client, Gigi, in the house. Hello, Gigi. She's doing the Gigi dance. She is one of my clients in the Scheinberg Fitness Academy for my weight loss coaching program, but she just recently came to the retreat in Tulum, Mexico, which was absolutely life-changing for her. And I'm just going to let her do the talking. I'll ask her a couple of questions. By the way, this is her first time doing a podcast, so kudos to you. And not only that, she's live with me right now, and I know that is not an easy thing to do. So she is coming out of her comfort zone to do this. Look at it. I'm just so excited to have her here. I want you and I'm trying to speed this up a little bit because she does have to get to work. So if her boss is listening right now, I just want to say if she's late or whatever, it is my fault. Gigi, how are you?
I'm feeling really great. You know, I'm really enjoying all these new things that are happening for me. You know, I went to the retreat. I was, you know, excited about it. I had zero expectations. I wasn't sure, you know, if it, I didn't think it was going to be a vacation. I didn't think I was going to get to do any, you know, vacation stuff. I thought it was just going to be all like, you know, let's go. But I definitely went with an open mind and no expectations. And that really worked out to my favor because I did utilize all of the activities to their full potential. I took it and ran with it because I went there for a reason and I needed help and I wanted to work on myself. And that's exactly what I did. And
can I cut you off for a second before we dive into really the retreat thing? So I want to know, like, how were you feeling before the retreat? Like, what were the struggles, like the obstacles that you were facing in your life and your weight loss journey before the retreat?
I was, you know, not a happy person. I mean, I wasn't a positive person. I wasn't optimistic. You know, I would call myself a realist, you know, AKA a pessimist, right? I was just negative and I wasn't happy. And I felt like a big fat slob most of the time. And, you know, was working on things and not feeling that I was really making the progress that I wanted or was expecting to make. Cause you know, I went from a drastic everything I wanted to this really, you know, strict meal plan. And still I wasn't seeing results. You know, you think you make that drastic of a change, you're going to see a drastic change, but it was slow, steady, but I wasn't 100%.
I want to stop you right there. You're talking, okay, so you went from, you know, eating donuts and burgers, you know, because it cut out a little bit. So I just want to like tell the audience like how you were prior, because I know is that you were eating the burgers and the donuts and, you know, the Pepsi and whatnot. Like was something, all the bad habits that you've accumulated over the years, right? So just break those bad habits and then join the program. You know, we've given you a meal plan that's pretty flexible. I want to say it was a pretty flexible plan. You said it was a strict meal plan, but
since I was recently put on a I got into a little bit of trouble.
She got in trouble. Yeah. So now, that's what I'm here for.
I had too many donuts. So I took advantage of the 20%.
The 80-20 rule that we talk about all the time. And then this Gigi over here just took advantage a little bit too much of the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, you know, I do have an episode on that if you want to listen to that. 82% of the time, you eat healthy, you stick to your diet. your meal plan. I don't hate calling the word diet. It's a lifestyle. And then 20%, you enjoy treats that you like. But she tend to grab those treats a little bit more. I think she switched the 80-20 rule to like 20-80. And what I noticed too, is that she was grabbing those donuts and eating those burgers when things happened in her life. It wasn't because she enjoyed the taste, right? And she's nodding. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay, so that's the things that she had struggled with, you know. And then you came to the retreat, and then what happened?
I was able to identify a lot of my traumas and my triggers, and kind of figure out why I do certain things, or why I portray a certain version of myself. And really had some breakthroughs as to what's holding me back, you know, or why I feel like I don't deserve, you know, to reach these goals that I have, or that I'm not good enough. I was able to figure out where that is coming from, and, you know, address it, and, you know, peel off the layers and see what's under there and what else can be, addressed to, you know, go away, make it go away so I could be happier. So I was able to do that at the retreat.
I'm so, so proud of you. I have to say, she really shocked me in a sense, where Gigi's the, you know, she's a mechanic, by the way, female mechanic. She's just like that tough girl, you know, always showing, you know, and I feel, because I said to her, we relate to each other so much, because I've always been that girl too, with my walls up, and I'm that tough girl, like, I'm, you know, Coach C, let's freaking go. And, you know, at the retreat, I realized, like, you really, like, stepped back from that, and you really just, like, you just surrendered, you just let things go. And I think that is one of the biggest things that we, as a society, don't do, is surrender and letting things go. We are upset about things. We're negative about things. Things happen in our life that we can't control, and we hold on to that. And that affects your weight loss journey. It affects it because you're so stressed out. You're so consumed with things that that's out of your control. So I am beyond proud of you. Like, so many breakthroughs that you had. Do you want to share one maybe that you'd like to share with someone, like with us, or feel comfortable sharing?
I mean, it felt great. All of them were just, you know, and the sequence that they were in, I don't know if that was purposely, but it almost, like, you know, had this flow. You know, we kind of started out slow. We did the breath work. We did the ice bath. And then I think the next thing was Kat and the somatic coach. That was my big breakthrough. I was able to, kind of see my inner child and, you know, help her out a little bit so it could help me out. That was heavy. I cried real hard, that day, and I'm still working on that, which is great. So again, I've identified it. Surrender is a perfect word to explain, exposing that vulnerability. That's hard. That's not a tough girl thing, you know? So, and then, you know, Travis making me think about, you know, what do I like about myself, you know, and what's my deepest, darkest secret? I'm absolutely not saying it on here. Enough of you already know. But, you know, that was hard. Right when he said, you're going to tell us all something you don't want anybody to know about you, I knew exactly what I was going to say. I tried not to think about it, kind of like today. This is kind of nerve wracking. Just don't think about it. Just do it. Right. So I just said it. And then I realized it all ties back to what we did with the somatic coach. You know, and then the homework assignment, I'm still working on stuff from the retreat, writing things down every day, still working on, you know, some of these things that I've been able to identify. So, and then even the closing at the beach and filling the sandbags with sand, you know, carrying our weight, looking in the mirror and telling ourselves we love each other. You know, it might sound corny, but it was very hard. It was not easy. It seems like it wouldn't be a big deal. It is. So every single thing that we did, you know, worked along the way. I can't say there was anything better than the next, and they all kind of needed to be together in order to have the success, in my opinion, just because they were all really worked hand in hand, and I definitely felt I got a lot of success from being there.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. You talking about it made me really think about it. I felt like I was there again. I don't know about if you just felt that. I just felt like I was there again, reliving that week we had together. It was just so magical and so beautiful. And yes, the way I run the retreats is it's a gradual process. And same with the weight loss. It's a gradual process. People tend to go to these retreats and wellness and they boom, boom, they just, you know, start everything. They get crazy with day one. And then they're so overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. And like, why is my body reacting this way? So I'm really happy the way it turned out and the way all the coaches that I had on board, you know, did their work, their magic. Cause it was just so perfect and so beautiful. And not only that, like you said, it's not just wellness. It's also like we actually have fun. Like
we had a blast. We had an absolute blast. And we did. It was like a vacation because we were with friends and we all genuinely liked each other and we were enjoying each other's company. And we went to the beach and we went to a cenote and we went salsa dancing and it was an amazing experience. All of it. So here we are having all these breakthroughs and working on ourselves and then going and having a good time at the same time. And it's such a beautiful place. And it couldn't have been as great as it was if it was anywhere else, just because of all of the other magical experiences that we got with all the breakthroughs. I mean, it was just perfect.
It really was. And I know you're looking at the door right now because I know it's time for you to go to work. Is your office open now?
The garage door is open, but there's no customers yet.
Okay. Do you want to say last minute thing before you have to go? Because I know you have to go. Like if anyone, let's say, okay, for those, I know I've had a couple people actually reaching out wanting to come to the retreat, but they're on the fence. What would you say to them?
Just do it. Just go. Go and have a good time. You deserve it. You'll love it. It's worth every cent if that's the problem. Do it. It's for you. I mean, you know, you want to go treat yourself some. I used to treat myself with cheeseburgers. So, you know, save a few cheeseburgers and go to Tulum instead.
I love you so much. I love you so much. I just want, can I read something from Instagram that's coming in from your daughter? Before yes. you go, and if you have to go, just say I have to go, and you know. So her daughter is on Instagram right now, and she's saying, "Slay, Mama, and Coach C, thank you very much for giving my mom that amazing trip and being there for her and really making her happy. She seems like a very happy person after that trip. She loves you." Okay, we're gonna start crying here. And then she says, "I'm so proud of her, and I'm thankful that you were there. You're so pretty. And mom said you were tall. I hope to see you in person one day. And thank you for the gift." Oh, you're welcome. I forgot about that. That's right. We got a little gift.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're very, very welcome. And that's the thing. You come to the retreat and you know, you may feel lost. You may feel like, what's going on? Like, why am I not losing the weight? Why do I not feel so happy? Why am I so negative? You know, and in this retreat, you're not only going to figure all this out, you're going to meet people that are going to be your friends for a lifetime. They're all right now live. Like, I have goosebumps, you guys, like all the hearts that are going, like, I'm not crying. You're crying. My heart, I'm crying now. Like, so many comments. So beautiful. Gigi is such an amazing individual. Love you so much, Gigi. Miss you, ladies. We made like friendships. I love you all so much. So glad you out. Thank you for sharing your great experience. Like, it's just such a beautiful community, and I'm just beyond grateful that you ladies, me and joined me here in Mexico. It's not easy to leave your family behind, leave work behind, leave the husbands behind, but
it was easy.
Sorry?
It was easy.
Well, for some of you, it may be easy, but I know for some, it may not be easy. So, Gigi, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in, for joining me. I'm like about to cry right now. I'm like all smiles.
I know those comments. Oh my gosh. So sweet. I know. I love all you ladies so much. Oh my gosh. You guys are like, all of you ladies are, you know, I mean, there was a lot of wins at the retreat, but gaining all of these friends, nothing beats that. And it was just amazing. But thank you so much for having me on here.
Of course. Thank you.
Put a lot of thought into it.
You were cutting out. I don't know. What did you say?
I'm glad I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I would have been nervous. I would have come on eating a cheeseburger.
Girl. Oh, and that's the thing. We laugh. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, one of the classes we joined now, I asked her what her vision was, and she said, I just want to be happy and I want to laugh again. I was like, oh, you're in the right community. We are going to laugh. We're going to cry together. And I think that's the life. Yeah. Like, why do we take things so seriously, right? And now we have this beautiful phrase that we use when shit hits the fan, and we say, what a blessing. And honestly, saying that when things happen in your life right now, when the worst things happen, you just say, what a blessing. Because you know what? It's happening for a reason. It's happening for you. So thank you, Gigi, for coming on. I know you have to get to work, so I appreciate you. Thank you, everyone else who's listening, who's live right now. And thank you for tuning into my podcast. Appreciate you. Make sure to follow me back on Instagram at CharlotteMazur_. Or on TikTok, Charlotte Mazur, or on Facebook, Charlotte Mazur. And if you are interested, we still got 3 tickets left for the next retreat, which is happening July 21st to 25th, 2024. So yeah, shoot me a message and I will send you the application over. Anyways, that's it. That's all. What are we able to say, Gigi?
Peace, love, and don't forget your protein.
Let's freaking go. This is my pre-workout. Woo, woo, woo. Bye. Appreciate you. Love you. Bye.